علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the charter of Islamic governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are basing taking inspiration regarding this topic from the teachings of Imam Ali, from the sermon number 192 in Nahjul Balagha, known as the Sermon of Qasi'ah. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon points out some very critical and important, tenets and certain important principles that believers need to keep in mind in the society as a Muslim ummah so as to achieve their goal and purpose and their perfection. And Imam Ali alayhi salam explains to us that we need to contemplate and think about what happened to the previous. We as a believing community need to ponder and contemplate about what happened to the previous generations of believers. And he goes on to say that these believing people in the previous societies, they suffered a lot. They went through and underwent continuous and strenuous difficulties. أَمَّا فَلَمْ تَبْرَحِ الْحَالُ بِهِمْ فِي ذُلِّ الْهَلَكَةِ وَقَهْرِ الْغَلَبَةِ. Their situation of being under the tyrannical hands of these evil rulers continued. لَا يَجِدُونَ حِيلَةً. They did not have any ways, any means to come out of this situation. وَلَا سَبِيلًا إِلَى دِفَاعٍ. And they didn't have any way to defend themselves.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, so Imam Ali alayhi salam, as I said in the previous phrases, that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that the community of believers would suffer a lot, but they had to maintain their faith. They could not sacrifice their beliefs just because they were under pressure and because they were being, overwhelmed by a tyrannical force and a tyrannical ruler. They had to take steps. They could not even defend themselves properly. They didn't have the weapons. They didn't have the ability. Everything was in the control of the evil people and the tyrants. And that was the problem. Money was with them. Weapons were with them. And we can see right now amongst certain Muslim communities, This is the same situation. Look at Palestine. Look at Kashmir. Look at these different parts of the world. The Muslims do not have the ability. They are being surrounded, some of the Muslim communities. But their duty, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, is to continue to have patience. Then he says, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى اللَّهُ جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ. Until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the firmness of their patience, the seriousness of their patience. He saw that they were seriously patient. They were really wanting to be patient. عَلَى الْأَذَى فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ. And despite having all those difficulties, having those problems, how? But and why? In the love of God. Because they had built up something in their hearts, which was the love of God. And I will not forget this scene that I saw in one of the videos that were taken regarding the Palestinian plight, whereby these Palestinians who are resisting and showing this same valor that is shown in this particular sermon, their children would die and they would become martyred. And the families, when they would put them to sleep in their graves, they would have tears in their eyes, but in one hand they would celebrate the martyrdom of their children. Why would a mother who's a 17-year-old young son be martyred, be celebrating his martyrdom, his entrance into heaven? It is only because these mothers and fathers have the love of God in their hearts. And this is important. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is praising.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, if you see here, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, until Allah sees that patience in them, that patience has to be shown by you, it needs to be portrayed by you. And the reason for that patience should also be a divine reason, for the sake of God. There are some, unfortunately, some revolutions, some revolts, some, for example, resistances that happen in the world, but they are in the name of the love of the world, not in the name of the love for God. Yes, because it is a fight against injustice, God's help will be there. But will that movement be able to finally reach its destination? No, it won't be able to. Because the only movement, only that movement that is based, only that resistance that is created by the love of God, by the pain in the heart that, you know, that God's laws are not being followed and that God's will is not being established in the world, that pain that a person has and that love that a person has is what makes him resist. And this resistance is what is going to cause them to become successful in this world and in the hereafter. So he says, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى اللَّهُ جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ وَالْإِحْتِمَالَ لِلْمَكْرُوكِ مِنْ خَوْفِهِ. And until he saw that these people are ready to suffer and get into trouble and face difficulties because of their fear of God. Because they know that if we do not suffer in this world, then we will have to suffer in the hereafter. So they were ready to sacrifice their lives in this world to attain the love of God in the hereafter and to stay away from His wrath and punishment. This is the type of force that is going to create the right type of resistance, that is going to create the right type of change in the societies. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيدي. فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.